Thank you for coming. Yeah. Those 7 days have almost passed.
So bravo, you now have a website as adult men.
This is a place of sanctuary.
Called Wheelbarrowful.
Hello!
The wonder.
That's right. Yeah, we're in our 30s.
There is little that needs to be said. So they will say everything.
So she said,
"Oh, yeah. Fire, man.
Pop, pop."
Prepare yourselves. WFOD begins now.
You got to understand where I come from. We're not purists about these things. Obviously, salsa is salsa and ranch is ranch. But if somebody's going to mix them up, I'm not above dipping a tortilla chip in that and enjoying the mix of flavors. And I don't think anybody should be doctrinaire about that unless they've actually experienced it. I'm not saying it should replace the traditional uses of both ranch and salsa. I'm just saying that we can expand our horizons a little bit. You'd be surprised.
I mean, I've had worse things in life.
I mean, it's not like spit out gross.
No, but it's not amazing either.
Is he drunk? It's not good.
It's fine, is what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever Mike says is fine, that's basically the definition of ranch and salsa.
Man, I mixed up some ranch and some salsa. See, because what I did is I realized my hypocrisy earlier.
Okay.
See, because I always get mad when I feel like people are commenting on things that they haven't done any research on. And I was very critical of Pete Buttigieg saying that he likes when they mix ranch and salsa. And it's trash. It's not good. I would rather have ranch or salsa than this. But it's not the worst thing.
Just plain salsa.
And so I was commenting on it, but I have never tried ranch and salsa, and so I thought, how can I comment on this?
And now you can.
And now I can. It's not good.
But it's not horrible.
I can't imagine that would be very tasty. The combination doesn't really seem like it mixes that well. Maybe like a cheesy ranch, like if you did like Velveeta.
Yeah.
And melted that into a ranch, maybe that would be good.
Or cheese and salsa.
I'll be honest with you. I've lost my attraction to ranch over like the past 5 years or so. Like it's not.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest ranch fan either.
I used to love it a lot. I'd always get ranch on a salad or something like that.
Yeah, I prefer creamy Italian.
Guys, big fan of ranch. I can imagine Jim Chadman from Not Safe for Water Coolers is here. Hey, Jim, you like ranch, right?
I don't know. I feel like any good combination of ranch and anything would have fallen under the Cranch umbrella, and I would have known about it already. So,
yeah,
it's just further evidence that Pete Buttigieg is some sort of android man who has come to eat our democracy,
right?
Fucking like bookcase at a time at the Capitol.
But really, aren't all politicians? They're just trying to imitate people to seem cool. Like they're not cool people, and they're for some reason trying to appeal to us in a way that, you know what? What I'd really like to do is just go and have dinner with this man and have a couple of drinks. That would be a really good time.
I do not want to have dinner with him, Matt. But what he does is he takes the ranch and the salsa and mixes them together. And that's a stupid thing to do. You did that at my dinner table, I would go sit somewhere else. I'd get up and I'd say, "Excuse me, Applebee's waitress, please reseat me away from this man. He's
right.
He's a psychopath." But see, Matt, all this week, I've been seeing fools that have been commenting on things that I know that they didn't pay attention to. Like the for some reason, a article somebody wrote about South Park from 2018 was trending, and all these people are like, oh my God, South Park, and retweeting the same thing because I guess somebody tweeted it, and then everybody else just tweeted it because somebody tweeted it. And it was from 2018. It was about South Park apologizing, which they didn't apologize. They just did another episode making fun of Al Gore. And if you had read the article, you'd know that. But nobody does. Like, nobody was paying attention to the... Did you guys see the Dennis Prager thing?
No.
I'm not really too familiar with Dennis. He might be a piece of shit. He's probably a piece of shit.
Doesn't he does those shows with Adam Carolla, right?
I'm going to go with he's Prager University. A piece of shit.
He might be a piece of shit, but what he was...
I have different opinions than he does. That's a nice way to say it.
There was a clip running around of Dennis Prager, and it's like a three-minute clip. I condensed it down. But let me tell you, the people commenting on this clip...
Condensed it down with no context.
Yeah, well, I condensed it down because we don't have time to sit through a three-minute clip. But
I hear you.
Essentially... What he was saying, and this is taken so far out of context, and people were commenting on this for days, is that it's silly that we refer to the N-word as the N-word. And
yes.
That, okay, it would be shitty to call someone the N-word, but to like have to refer to the N-word as the N-word, it's silly. And that's what he's saying, And nobody actually read the article or listened to the clip. They saw the headline that said Dennis Prager wants to say the N-word, and that's not what he said.
I mean, but he's that's right. He wants to say it.
He thinks that you should be able to. It's a word, and you should be able to refer
right,
to a
so
word
the headline
to call
is
someone.
Correct. He wants to use the N-word.
To call someone it is awful. Matt, I pulled the clip. I'll play the clip. Here we go. It's 19 seconds.
It is idiotic that you cannot say the N-word. Idiotic. Of course, you should never call anybody the N-word. That's despicable. But to say the word, you can't even say that the word is despicable. You have to say the N-word.
And he's right.
Well, I like how he lacks the courage of his own, you know, his own convictions in this one because he doesn't say it.
Well, no, you can't say it.
Well, yeah, he's giving in to the fact that you can't say it.
Exactly.
He's right. If he said it, that would be it. And the fact that he's saying that you should be able to say it clearly is making his point.
He wins, man.
He doesn't even win. He still lost.
But but the problem I have with it, Matt, is like people so obviously miss the point, and I feel like they miss the point on purpose because like, oh, we got him now. And I feel like people are willfully stupid.
Why do we need to get Dennis Prager? What is he doing that is bad?
I don't know, Jim. Obviously, he thinks differently than you. So we got to get him, right?
I know he has a different political ideology than I do, but
he's on the other side, Jim. So therefore, we have to get him.
You know, he seemed like an educated kind of effete kind of guy who probably wasn't going to bother a lot of people, but had his opinions.
And no, here I am getting mad about all of this, but I had never tried ranch and salsa mixed together. So
you know
who
what,
the fuck
though?
Am I?
Now that you guys say it like that, yeah, fuck that guy. Let's do it. What's what's the next item on the hit list? Let's nail him.
Do you think that we would be a lot more successful, Jim, if like we just like took common enemies and like got them, like just like took things out of context and used it? I mean, I can pull clips all day and make people sound really
you're
fucking
the master
stupid.
Of pulling clips for sure.
Sure. No, I mean, like I can listen to people I don't like and make them say things that they don't really say.
That's right. You know, and Mike definitely, he's not busy enough. I guess got a lot of time on his hands to be able to do all that, right?
Matt, what is all this busy? This busy? You're busy all the time.
Hey, I was busy too. So
everybody's busy. Like,
why
I feel
are you
like
so
I'm
so offended that everybody's busy.
I mean, like, I'm not busy, Matt.
I didn't say you were busy or you weren't.
I feel like you're saying that you're busier than me.
I never said that. Absolutely that, not.
That's
that.
Another.
But like,
out of
I don't think that I'm busy.
You made that up in your head. Yeah, you're busy knocking out a season of something on Netflix. That's what you're busy doing.
I mean, I'm also busy knocking out something on Netflix.
Knocking one out, The Thrilling Adventures of Sabrina. Am I right?
No, Jim, you're not.
Sorry,
Jim.
That was not age appropriate.
Would you classify yourself as busy? Like, would you say, man, I'm a busy guy?
No, because, well, I don't know, maybe. I think busy suggests I have something interesting to tell you about my life. I just have a lot of time blocked off to do, like, bullshit that is kind of boring for me, and I don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of things that I'm busy with is just mundane shit. I'm just busy with it. Like, work, my job keeps me insanely busy, but it's... none of it's interesting or cool or fun. It's all just trying to patch together a bunch of fucking babies, babysit their fucking lives. It's ridiculous.
Adult babysitter. A lot of people have
and
that
it's
job.
It's keeping you busy, huh? You getting
and
phone
Drunk's
calls?
Busy. He's trying to move.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drunk's, he's not going to move, Jim. It's
he's got a plan.
He said he's trying to evict his roommate, and his roommate's just like, yeah, you're not gonna move.
And he just told us he has a number for the sheriff and he keeps a gun in his house in case his roommate's listening.
Yeah, his roommate doesn't even believe that he's gonna move. You want to know why? He's not putting shit in boxes. Why has this guy got to find a new place to live? Drunk ain't moving.
Do you have boxes at the house now, Drunk?
I mean, what do I need boxes for?
Are you going
to put your stuff in to put on a truck and take it somewhere?
All the shit was already in boxes.
All my shit is the big shit.
It's just loading up dressers. That's it. He's going to fill up all those drawers and just put them on.
You don't have trinkets, Drunk? You don't have clothing that you need to pack?
Clothing goes in the dresser, right?
Right? He's got a fucking plan, Mike. I told you.
It's all going into a pod, and then the pod's moving, and then we'll undo the pod.
Okay, so
like Drunk's escape.
So, like, the day that they show up with the pod, are you going to start packing then? You're going to be like, okay, the pod's here. I guess we could start putting stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like Ben Affleck at the end of Good Will Hunting.
Wait, what do you mean you put it in a pod?
So a pod is like a movable storage shed.
Yeah.
And they ship it for you.
So you're going to have somebody pull up to your house with one of those pods.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to put your life in the pod
mm-hmm.
and then park it at the new place and just casually unload the pod?
Well, it'll probably go into storage for a month or two until my house gets sold, and then, yep, basically.
So in the meantime, what are you doing? Are you living in a hotel?
Either mine or my lady's parents fry for a month or two.
And so, when is this?
Soon, whenever I get my house sold. Huh.
This is weird, Matt, isn't this?
Is it on the market?
It will be soon.
So you have taken zero steps.
Oh, I've taken...
But did you hear the plan, Matt? He just rolled out the whole plan.
All his stuff is in dressers.
Whole time out, I've taken...
That's like 80% of what
I've taken plenty of steps, first and foremost, so fuck you guys.
I mean, I have a plan to take down Yankee Candle. I'm just nowhere close to...
implementing.
You're right.
I've gotten my hot water... heater replaced, which is what I would need to do before my house sold.
I
got a drip fixed that was dripping into my basement.
So he's fixing up the house that he lives in, Matt. That's what he's doing right now, and he'll be moved.
Well,
in
I can't
time.
Sell it without fixing that shit.
Let me ask you a question, Drunk.
What
was the drip in the hot water heater?
No, it was coming from the
counts as two
shower and dripping in my basement.
Oh,
Matt, don't you think it's weird that like we do all the maintenance on our houses when we're trying to not live in it anymore?
I'm going to tell you something.
And then
I
have plans to get my gutters repaired
renting.
As well. So
I don't own the house, and I'm kind of happy I don't.
Fucking jealous of you. I wish I was renting.
My wife's parents were talking about moving, and they're we got all this stuff we got to fix first before we do.
Me.
Yeah, I moved it away from you, Drunk. I don't want to be a sound effects show. I hate them.
Good call.
Did he just get the one my wife, though? Because that was pretty killer. Matt hit it right in time, and I think Drunk had my the right instinct if he just had that one.
Oh, yeah, we got there. You go, Jim.
My wife.
All right, we did it.
Good. Yeah, that was it. Thank you.
The airplane debate, Matt. Did you miss that? Were you too busy? The gal that was reclining her seat.
Oh yeah.
And the guy was punching the back of her seat.
I was too busy. I missed
it. You missed it. Okay, the gal reclined her seat. Guy.
She's in the second to last row. Guy is in the last row.
Guy in the last row.
So he can't
recline his seat. So she reclined back into him. And
So he's all the way at the back of the plane.
Yeah, and she was like in his space, and he was punching the back of her seat. So she gets out her phone and records him punching the back of her seat, makes a big stink about it. And the debate was raging online. Matt, who's wrong in this situation?
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Guy all the way in the back of the plane.
Yeah,
woman.
He's up against the wall.
Which I've sat in that seat before.
She reclines back. How far does it go back?
Like,
because those seats don't recline.
It was like hovering over his like dinner tray thing.
Yeah, I believe it's
like he was.
The standard is 5 inches.
And he was trying to watch a movie on his phone, and he was had the phone set on the table, and so
wait, he punched her.
He was punching the back of her seat. I mean, he wasn't like
insistently like the whole fight.
And Matt, I mean, obviously the answer is they're both wrong.
Like the little kid that kicks the back of your seat, basically.
I don't know why we have to debate on which one's wrong. They're both wrong. They're both assholes. Both of them could have been adults, and one of them could have made a concession. They chose not to. They're both bad people.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if the seat reclines, then the seat reclines. Like.
That's the side I'm on.
But Matt, as opposed to getting out your phone and recording someone who's obviously being inconvenienced by you reclining your seat, just put your seat back up. Quit being a fucking asshole. Is he an asshole? Yes. But she is also an asshole. They are both assholes.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be an asshole until he starts being an asshole. So now...
And so that's your reply to also be an asshole. Great.
Yeah.
Everybody's an asshole. But we can agree everybody's wrong.
If you're on a plane,
we don't have to debate.
Somebody reclines their seat back. The answer isn't then to recline the seat back. What if the person in front of her had their seat back? Like, okay, so she's just trying to get away from the person in front of her, just like he would want to do, but he can't because he's got the shit seat.
I guess there are extenuating circumstances that we don't know about, Matt. But can we just both agree that
if
this guy is so inconvenienced that he's making this big stink about it, and to where you're having to get out your phone to record him, why don't you just put your seat back up?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Because you're a fucking scared dog with your tail between your legs. That's why. Fuck that.
Why are we not fighting the airline who's just cramping everybody into these
Which
fuckers,
is what she
you know?
Said.
Like,
yeah, sure. There's bigger problems, Matt. But why don't you just put your seat back up? What do you give a shit? Who cares?
I mean, I'm going to put my seat up. I'm not going to. I don't like to inconvenience people, but I'm not saying that like you shouldn't be able to take advantage of things that you have the opportunity to take. You know, if you can put your seat back, put your fucking seat back.
Jim roast this fool. Mike, tell him he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm like 20 yards behind you guys. I am dying to catch up, but it seems like you have just uncovered this from every angle. Jeez, it's real hard. I gotta go with C, and that would be just don't go onto planes.
Amen. Well, that's another thing that I don't do.
Just road trips are better. I agree.
I drove to Niagara Falls, so
yeah,
I know the feeling of not taking the plane.
I've been on a plane a couple times. It was fine.
I've driven to Niagara Falls.
It wasn't really that big of a deal. I've taken a train. Train was fine. There wasn't a whole lot of people on it. And
I think we should build a better train system, to be honest with you.
Well, it's like funny, because I heard...
Here's a platform I can get behind.
I heard now that, like, since this controversy, they're talking about making planes, like, the trains where, like, four seats are facing each other, and so now you're fucking knocking knees with two other passengers the whole flight.
I mean, you know, you're going somewhere, you're in the sky, it's a miracle...
I wouldn't want to be flying backwards.
Elon
Fuck
Musk
that.
Can build us a fast train to go from one side of the country to the other side of the country. We have the space to do it. And it could be like fucking electric or whatever it needs to be, and it's we don't have to spend a lot of money on it. And
yeah, right there in the middle of the country, Matt, it's just nothing. Have you driven through there? Just put down the solar panels.
Everybody's just so busy, Jim. You know,
right, it's just all flyover country. There's nothing down there.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's make a train over country.
Yeah. You could literally just have one going back and forth, right?
And nobody is talking about this, Matt. Thank you. They're talking universal health care. Who cares?
Right.
Bullet trains. Every fast train. City. I mean, I don't disagree with you.
About what?
The fast train.
I drove a fast train. Guys. What do we get from the first half of the show, Matt?
Life just doesn't call for material for whoever that band is that wrote that fucking song.
It was Tracy Chapman, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Fast Car? Yeah.
It was. No, that wasn't good, Matt. We shouldn't encourage that at all.
I like it.
Yeah. Fuck. Drunk's dying, Matt. What we're going to do? We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Scav from the fake ass radio show. The fake ass radio show, Drunk. It was gone for like
years.
Like a year and a half. It just disappeared from the internet.
And then next thing you know,
Scav said, "Guys,
we're back.
We're doing a podcast again." And it caught me off guard, Drunk. I was like, "Wow."
Do you think we could take a year and a half off?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who would tell us not to?
But would we actually come back is the thing.
No.
Mike, I just want you to know that I'm really busy. I got a hard out at 10.
Hard out, huh?
Hard out at 10, yeah.
Last show just went forever, man. So hour and a half. Going. Gotcha. It was so long.
Because you didn't specify what time zone. So hour and a half, you got it.
Guys, Not Safe for Water Coolers is live on Monday nights.
A lot of them. A lot of the Mondays. We'll be there.
Jim, we're happy to have you with us, buddy.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for the invite for podcast month.
How's Shannon doing? She's doing okay?
Well, we're not allowed to speak your name still, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, am I really scorched earth still?
Persona non grata, my friend.
Matt, what did you do?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
Guys, we'll be right
back. We should just bury the hatchet and have a big 2020 election special because it's that we're coming up on the anniversary.
Oh my God, we are! It is the anniversary.
Election special, Matt.
There's been talks and there's some plans. We've got an outline.
I'm charged to the party.
Yeah, we're gonna have another election special right here on Strange Label Live. Thursday, or well, I guess Tuesday night, whatever fucking night it is.
Isn't Super Tuesday coming up?
Yeah, Super Tuesday is coming up.
What is Super Tuesday?
We're like 10 or 12 states have their primary elections.
Isn't that May?
I think it's March.
Are you sure? Are you Super Tuesday state?
We sometimes.
Hey, what it is, man? It's your boy T-Pain, and this is WFOD.
You hear that, Steve Perry? We're bloody legends.
Why are you talking like that, Neil Schoen? We're from San Francisco.
You know the songs. Now witness the PG-13 digestible tale of how they happen.
Steve's not getting his hip surgery. We got to get out there and play. You got any ideas?
Well, I, Jonathan Cain, keyboardist of Journey, did see an impressive Filipino kid on YouTube.
Don't stop. Faithfully, the story of Journey, coming soon.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
If you want your Affliction shirts back, you gotta come get them. Strangelabel.com.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Not Safe for Water Coolers' first round, second overall pick, Birds of Prey, finished with a lowly 35 points, combining a $59 million showing with a 60% Metacritic. They'll be happy to know that for some reason, Sonic the Hedgehog made a boatload of cash to make up for it. Maybe less happy will be Po' Boys, whose fourth rounder, Fantasy Island, wasn't the breakout hit he thought it was going to be. It also has a 20% Metacritic. That's really, really low. Results for those two cinematic marvels next week.
I guess I woke up this morning with a little case of the fuck arounds. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, right.
Welcome, everybody, to Talking Travis, the Take No Prisoners podcast that all those Travis guys out there have been requesting. If you're easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. Welcome, everybody, to the inaugural episode. Here we're going to be talking while I'm driving to work about all the topics that interest you and all those people out there. So today it's snowing, you know, and really what I was thinking about with this show is to kind of open it up to you, the listeners. What do you want to hear? So, you know, if you want to go ahead and tweet me at Talkin' Travis, topics you want me to cover from week to week, that'd be perfect. And that way you provide me the content to give to you. And that's really, you know, what we're looking to shoot for. I gotta talk louder because the phone slid down the dashboard. Oh, Jesus Christ. So, anyway, looking for sponsors. They're just starting out. You know, and I feel like this show would be good with some sponsors. You know, I opened up a Patreon page for this show, for all you loyal listeners out there. That's patreon.com/talkingtravis. Go ahead and pledge whatever you can to keep the lights on here in the Silverado. The Silverado studio. So, so we'll be doing this at least once a week or whenever I feel like it. But, you know, stay tuned. Subscribe on iTunes or listen on your favorite podcast service, and we'll keep just cranking out the good quality content all you Travis guys out there have been craving. So I figured podcast month was a good month to take this opportunity to launch my own brand and see where we go from there. So let's get together and we'll have some fun. You go ahead and catch the next episode next week when our guest is whoever might be getting a car ride. So until then, Talkin' Travis is going to be back. So subscribe on iTunes and listen.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Do you want to know a secret? I know that you'll never keep it, promise.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Higher. Like you're so special, like I never heard that before.
Hello.
Gotta break it to you.
Hello.
But maybe I don't.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
Be the nice guy for what?
Yeah.
You think you're so cool?
Thought you didn't want to be a sound effect. Show.
Acting like a fucking dude.
It's a remix. Like a
so what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, I guess.
Don't call me a sweetheart.
I'm happy.
Didn't think I took you that far. Don't call me your sweetheart. Shit like that.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, Scav D from the fake ass radio show is here. Scav.
Howdy.
Oh, Scav, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. I'm great. Glad to be back on the program. Good to talk to you again, Mike, and Drunk.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Matt, first time, long time.
Scav,
we still have Jim. Sorry, do we still have Jim?
Jim is
yes, Scav. It's a real pleasure.
He prefers James.
we're buddies, Jim and I, right? That we don't have to be so formal.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Chadman is what he prefers, actually.
Well,
Scav, have you tried salsa and ranch mixed up together?
No,
it's not good.
I feel like I've been to restaurants where they have that on something like a salad or some shit like that. They've got some sort of Mexican themed salad that might come in like a, you know, a taco bowl that I think had a salsa ranch on it. It might work in that case.
Scav, I was thinking of you the other day, and I'm glad that you're on the program because there's a topic that I want to discuss. I listened to your first episode back from your lengthy hiatus.
And you were the one. Let's get it. Yeah, thank you for that.
Scav, I was smooching on my wife the other day.
In bed?
No, we were on the couch and we were smooching.
And were you making the move?
I was.
Were you watching a show prior or was like, oh, you just
backed up? Yeah, I would say that what we were doing is essentially a Netflix and chill, Matt.
Okay. So you were watching a show.
Like a who and hump.
Winded down. And you have an arm over her and then you kind of lean in?
No. So
did you ask her permission first?
I did not, Matt. But,
need consent these days.
So like somehow or other, like in this interaction, my penis came out.
Yeah, right.
And so my penis was out. And I look over and my dog is looking at us.
Yeah.
And I got really uncomfortable with my dog seeing my penis.
So your penis went away.
And so
now was your dog looking at your penis with like
she was curled up in the corner of the couch and she was looking at us like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Right. And you're there's a lot of like, and then she's like, ooh.
It killed it. Like, that was it. It ended the interaction. And I was thinking, I just heard Scav say the other day that he'll show his penis to his dogs.
Is that what I said? I think that was exactly what I said.
You said, I like to show my dogs my penis.
He actually likes to go down to the adoption, the homeless dog shelter, and just say, like, pull his dick out and wag it in front of everybody and be like, hey, I got a roof over my head, motherfuckers.
Now, so what I was wondering is this like something that like you have to like build up a tolerance for? Because I feel, Matt, do you show your dog your penis?
There was a time up until recently that I used to actually show it to him and say, I'm fertile, bitch.
I think it's just a personality thing. You're shy by nature, so therefore you don't want your dog to see your penis.
Am I shy by nature, Drunk?
I think so.
Do you get that vibe from me?
I do.
Matt,
have you ever showed Drunk your penis?
I have not, Matt. I've never showed Drunk my penis.
Would you start showing him your penis?
No. I don't think I want to show Drunk my penis, Matt.
Because you're shy or because
is there like any publicity reason we could do it? We could like up the ante? You to show him your penis?
Oh, like make it a bit?
Yeah, maybe like a bit.
Or like a Patreon thing.
Like if Drunk is maybe Drunk really doesn't want to see it, you know, and you know, it's probably not the most woke comedy bit I've ever heard of, but you know, and then you're like insisting that you show it to him.
Drunk, would you be open to seeing Mike's penis?
So, and I know your instinct's going to be yes, and, but this is really one of those no but situations, okay? So if you just want to roll it, twist it that way.
I mean, whatever. It's it's for the podcast. I guess.
Scav, when you show your dogs your penis,
can I just say I'm not just showing my fucking dogs my dick and shit. What I said was I was when I moved home from Seattle, I had a roommate who probably didn't care for me walking around in the nude like I like to do sometimes.
So you were showing him your dick.
Not so much. So it's never an intentional thing. You know what I'm saying? It just sometimes these things happen.
So it isn't necessarily that you're like, hey, dogs, look at my dick. It's just like your dick is out and your dogs are there.
And my dog just happens to be in the same room sometimes. And that, again, that'll happen like in your case where I might be getting a little frisky with the lady. And sometimes I'll notice them down on the floor. But then I feel like I'm like you in that case. I'm a little weird if I'm starting to get a little frisky and they're in here. I will shoo them out of the room if that is the case.
Now,
I'm not savage or anything.
Back in the old days when we were at her parents' house, like we would mess around and then like the family dog would like have been under the bed the whole time and then like it come out from under the bed and just kind of and we're like, oh damn it!
But oh, see, yeah, I feel like clean things up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You didn't know about that.
Yeah. I feel like if we had known she was there, it would have thrown off my rhythm.
Yeah. Whereas when my dog was alive, I didn't care. He could watch all he wanted.
Really?
Don't care.
You didn't care?
Didn't care.
So you showed your dog your dick?
Sure. Yeah.
Actually, before Drunk leaves every day, he puts on a homemade porno on the television for his dog. Makes him feel comfortable while he's away.
And dogs just desensitized to it already, you know?
You know, like before we got a dog, I generally just got home from work and stripped down to my underpants and walked around in my underpants until it was time to go to bed. And now, like I wear clothes. I think that this dog has.
Why are you so scared of the dog?
I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I mean,
Matt.
What's wrong with just shorts?
Is it weird that?
That you have a complex about being nude around your dog? A little bit, yeah.
But what do you think it is? Do you think that, like, I'm afraid that, like, she'll
bite it? I don't
know,
man. I'm not a therapist, but you definitely need one.
Maybe you're worried about it. There's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry gets bit in the dick by a German Shepherd. Maybe you're worried. Maybe you saw that episode and you're afraid that you're going to get bit in the pee-pee.
Like, she'll see where my weak spots are?
I think you probably sized up your weak spots pretty well already. I don't think you're going to be exposing too much to her.
Yeah.
My dog always sees my dick. So,
Jim, you get out of the shower. You're walking out. You are toweling off your hair, and your dog's standing there.
Down, I'm in the sunroom now, in front of the big bay windows. Okay, keep going.
And your dog, you don't like hide your dick from your dog.
Why hide your dick? Why would you hide your dick from your dog?
I don't want to go as far as to say it's erotic, but there is a certain power structure inherent, in my members. So yeah, I think I get off a little bit on being casual about it.
If the dog is in the crate, looking out of the crate, and like I go down to the laundry room to get clothes and come back up the stairs, I will angle myself to where.
Oh my god.
She can just see my
butt.
What
type of shame are you living with, Mike?
She won't see my dick. She'll just see my butt.
I might as well just cover up with a towel at that point.
Is it the age? Maybe it's the age of your dog. Like you consider it to be like exposing this
maybe,
underage.
Maybe it.
Like it's,
yeah,
it's
is that what it is?
De-sexed the dog.
So your dog sleeps in a crate?
I just realized this today. I just realized that like this whole time. I've been avoiding showing my dog my dick.
Oh, God.
I don't understand this at all.
Last time I was on, we talked about, Mike, you brought up something about, like, I said about a microwave and shit. And then this time, I remember, I was like, what is he going to bring up that I said?
I really shouldn't listen to podcasts because
showing my dog my dick.
You say, like, one thing, and it just wrecks me for weeks.
You just roll with it. Roll with it, babe.
And everybody else seems to be perfectly fine with showing their dog their dick.
I mean, it's not like I'm wagging my dick in front of my dog. It's just like, okay. Like
Matt, I'm gonna tell you what I'm going to do. This week, I'm going to make a conscious effort to show my dog my dick every day.
Please.
Can you
send a picture to me?
Get it acclimated to seeing my dick. And I'm not going to.
If you're not comfortable with that face,
it's already seen it at this point, right?
Well, I mean, yeah.
The other night when you were trying to get frisky with your lady?
Yeah.
So really, you need to acclimate yourself to showing your dog.
Yeah, yeah. I guess maybe that. Maybe, like, we both need, like, a little acclimating. Maybe.
Maybe you want to incorporate your dog into your lovemaking. Maybe you, you know, you play an intruder fantasy and you ask her who's at the door, and that, you know, that gets your wife going. Something like that. Ever think about that?
Yeah.
A little role playing, keep it fresh, you know.
Yeah.
Scav, do you watch The Masked Singer?
Flawless transition.
That's a negative.
You don't. You haven't ever watched it. You don't.
That is a negative, sir.
Scav, it's fun. The Masked Singer.
Lil Wayne was on The Masked Singer. I wouldn't watch it.
Scav, he was the robot. They revealed him that Lil Wayne.
Yeah, you said that. That's wild.
And you know why?
And you know why
he got kicked off first? Because he's a trash singer. That's why.
Is The Masked Singer kind of like Dancing with the Stars in the sense that, like, the people that are going on this show now are kind of washed
up? You know,
is
not
that what
really.
We're thinking?
Because,
is Lil Wayne washed up now?
I mean, like, there's been. It's kind of still the same Dancing with the Stars people. Like, the second
week. Put out a new album, Lil Wayne. I feel like, how is he?
I feel like he's a big get. For The Masked Singer, Lil Wayne is. But
yeah, is he trying to clean up his act a little bit and be a little bit more accessible and shit? Like when Howard Stern was hosting AGT and shit?
Like when he went on that Blink 182 tour and actually showed up for like one in every four shows?
Right.
That was a big step for him. So far this season, Matt, I can tell you who some of The Masked Singers are. Lil Wayne was revealed in week one. Drew Carey was revealed in week two. Gronk is on it. He hasn't gotten voted off yet, but it's pretty obviously Gronk. Gronk just raps.
So confident that's him, huh?
No, yeah, it's Drunk. If you watch it, you know it's Gronk.
Okay,
heard it here first.
He's rapping. He's not even singing, and like he's a size that there's only like a couple people
can sing in the first place.
What?
I've known about the show, and I'm aware that you like it. I don't understand.
Jim, it's a huge hit.
It's not even a year old, and they're already in season three, by the way.
I don't understand either, Jim. It's a dumb show. I mean,
but you said it's fun, though.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I think if the judges had been, like, anybody I liked or anyone, like, even remotely near, like, the alt-comedy scene, not fucking Ken Jeong and Jenny McCarthy,
yeah, they
maybe
suck.
I would have more interest.
They're awful.
Yeah, you make fun of me for watching Big Brother, but you're just obsessed.
I don't make fun of you for
watching
Big Brother.
Big Brother's fucking good, John.
You watch whatever you want.
I know it's good. You ain't got to tell me.
There's 18 contestants this season, so, I mean, they're going to be going for a while. I guess there's just a shitload of
people. It's not losing steam this season, I thought, for sure.
No, like, the last season ended, like, 2 weeks ago, and they're just like, fuck it, let's do another season.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's less than a year old and they're already on season three.
You know, they keep saying, oh, well, this is, like, you know, all these sequels and stuff. People say, oh, this is garbage. But, like, it makes money and we all watch it. So that's why.
I don't watch it. Although that Lego show is pretty good, though.
Is the Lego show good?
I like the Lego show.
Ooh, yeah. I meant to Hulu that shit.
I want to watch it.
I enjoy the Lego show.
Disasters. That's what I'm wanting to see on that show.
I mean, it is a little bit of, you know, Hell's Kitchen-y, if you will. But, I mean, that's Fox, and that's how Fox does their shows.
They got a formula for what works for the reality shows.
I need to see people slowly dying inside when their shit gets wrecked.
I feel like that's one of those shows that you probably just need to, like, watch the last 10 minutes of. If it's an hour long, the first 50 minutes is probably just a bunch of fuckers playing with Legos. Who gives a shit? I want to see, like, the completed things and how neat they are and say, oh, shit, that's made out of Legos? Man, I don't need to see them make stuff out of Legos. I just want to see...
But that's where they fuck up and stuff. It's the fun part.
No. The fun part is to see all the neat stuff people made out of Legos.
I got a Lego store at the mall, Mike. They have, like, different fun Lego shit there, like, every week.
Jim, is it
true? I can't see that anywhere.
Is it true that you can't go to the Lego place without a kid with you? When we were in Atlanta.
That's not true.
There was a Lego thing.
That true? And maybe you can't. Maybe there's specific laws with some restrictions that you
know. No, like when we went to Atlanta, they had like a Lego place. And they said, you cannot go to the Lego place without a kid. Like, I think they had like a thing where like once a month on Thursday night, adults could go without a kid. But Legoland is only for children, and adults aren't allowed to go without a child.
That can't be accurate.
I swear to God, it's true. It was in Atlanta, and you couldn't go unless you had a kid with you.
Maybe the one in Georgia, but I can't see that being accurate for
I think
all of
them. That what Atlanta should do is they should rent kids. Like,
I was just thinking about that as you were telling the story, by the way.
Yeah, like
Uber for kids?
Obviously, yeah. There's probably tourist people that want to go to the Lego place but can't go because they don't have a kid with them. Like, Atlanta City people should just, like, rent out their kid for a couple hours.
How many adults is a kid good for?
I assume that two adults could probably take one kid, right?
Well, yeah, you could just buddy up.
Right. So me and Laura go to Atlanta. We want to go to the Lego place. We should just have a service where we can rent out a kid for a couple hours.
And wouldn't it be great if that service also you could split a piece of pizza, whatever that fucking thing was? Damn it.
Pizza share.
Yeah.
What was your pizza share?
You could
share,
do both simultaneously, Mike.
You know what? Fuck you guys. It's a good idea. Okay, listen.
That idea sucked.
So, like, to get on the app, you have to do, like, a rigorous background check. You have to have references, people that say, this guy isn't a pedo, he can take the kid.
Who's
like,
doing these background checks? You?
Images of children nude for hours, no erection, nothing. There's no way for guys can get
it. So this kid, I mean, like, it's kind of like babysitting. The parents get a little break. I mean, like, we're going to, I guess, buy his ticket to Legoland because, I mean, we don't really have a choice.
We're not making fun of that app. We're making fun of the Pizza Share app.
Well, I'm not talking about
we're still
share.
On that.
Pizza Share app is fine. by the way, Papa John stopped their $6.99 medium one topping special, so I don't go there anymore. So that's moot anyway, guys. I guess even maybe now it's more important than ever because now I gotta get like a $10 medium pizza, and God, that's pricey. And I'm not gonna eat the whole medium. I could.
What do you eat?
But why would I? You know, I should just have somebody
it's
that
can. It's a 12-inch pizza. That is nothing.
Yeah, that's easy.
No, I know it's easy, but I shouldn't eat a whole pizza.
Why not?
It's only 12. That's barely bigger than a lunch pizza.
If I just had somebody to split it with.
Oh, my God.
Have you been to the doctor lately? How do you know that that's bad for you?
The scav. Is it
I know my levels are good. That's why I don't mind eating a whole pizza because, I just went to the doctor. My cholesterol is good. I have no problem doing that shit.
You have no problem. I have no problem. But should you, Skev?
Yeah.
I mean, it's carbs.
Double cheese, double pepperoni. Fuck yeah. Do that shit.
See, what I like to do is I like to do like a half pepperoni, half sausage. See, because I like
a clown.
Yeah, I like two different flavors. You know, sometimes I like to eat pepperoni, and then, like, you know, I'm like, you know what? I wish I had gotten sausage. But in this case, I can get both. It's great.
You could get just both all together.
You could.
That's two toppings, though, Jim.
You have to pay for the extra time. Okay.
We're treading water that we've already treaded.
You are right. We don't want to get.
Jim, is there a lot of the things that exclude adults, like you have to have a kid with you?
I know there's something in St. Louis. What was it?
Like a city museum or something? Do you have to have a
city,
kid with
no,
you?
No, city museum's good.
Is it weird for two adults to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, that's what it was. Chuck E. Cheese.
Do you have to have a kid to get
like
in there?
Playground.
You have to have a kid to get into Chuck E. Cheese, yep.
Do you really?
Yep.
Huh. You need a kid to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
I think it's the same deal that where Tuesday nights or something like that, you can be an adult without a child.
I think that makes like the other parents feel uncomfortable or something if you're there without a kid.
You can't just walk into Chuck E. Cheese and by yourself and bust some skee ball for a half hour and then leave?
Not without a child.
That's weak.
You know what, where you should go? Have you guys ever been to Pizza Ranch?
Come on.
I drove past one in my when I was coming home through Montana.
Scav.
They have Pizza Ranch.
Pizza Ranch, it's stupid. It's a stupid place.
Like, it's like buffet, right?
Yeah.
Buff- Buffet pizza?
I mean, it's a cowboy-themed pizza buffet. It's stupid, but it's great. Like, the food is excellent, and the one by us is, like, really, it's, really...
There's no way it could be, like, restaurant-quality pizza, though.
It's good. It's good pizza, and they have a fried chicken, and their fried chicken is really good, and they have something called cactus bread. I don't even know what the fuck that is, but it's good. They got good food, and it's cheap. It's, like, $10.
Pizza Ranch. I hadn't thought about Pizza Ranch since I drove past that motherfucker.
You should go, Scav. It's a real treat.
I don't know if there's one near me or not. I'll have to look into that.
Well, the one near us is not very near us, but we go there anyway because, god damn it, it's good. And they're very religious at this Pizza Ranch. Like, they play Christian rock, and it sucks.
Ooh, John.
Are they
play.
Open on Sundays?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no, they're not that Christian then. Holy shit, you can't be open on Sunday if you're fucking Christian.
Yeah, the Christian rock is terrible, but you can just tune that out. It's not
contemporary Christian rock is arguably the worst genre of music ever.
Except for Jars of Clay.
the Newsboys.
Yeah, you know, like I've got down on a few Skillet songs here and there and then been like, oh, wait. Maybe I don't like this. And that's a shitty way to look. Like, before I knew it was Skillet, I was like, hey, this is pretty good. And then I saw it was Skillet, and I was like, oh, no, this sucks. And then
they really
tried. Me, I guess.
So going to hell.
Yeah. Scav, do you have anything to say? Matt has a hard out.
Hard out, 7 minutes.
He's really busy. Scav, would you consider yourself a busy person?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm pretty laid back guy.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah,
I still think I'm busier than Matt. I think Matt is being dramatic.
I don't even understand. I didn't say I was too busy for anything. I just, well, I guess I did. I was too busy to
to reply to your right stupid now. Thing and message.
Well, I am because he's attacking me.
That's fair. You know?
He's fair not to have that off of this fucking busy thing. I'm a busy guy.
He's got to have those feelings.
He's got twice as many kids as you do, so therefore he's twice as busy.
That's not true. That's not true. Scav, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about? Like a show you've been watching? A song you like, Scav?
You know, I just heard about it. I think just now, for the first time, is Hustlin' Hulse has got his traveling podcast, right?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
That sounded great.
Sorely missed tonight is...
audio is quality is impeccable on that. what was it called?
Get some secrets out of him.
The Travis cast?
Traveling with Travis, I think.
Traveling with Travis?
Yeah. But aside from that, I do actually have one, and it's something I mentioned on my show, the Fake Ass Radio Show, last week, and that's the Oscar-nominated film Jojo Rabbit. Has anybody seen this movie?
Great movie.
It's great.
Isn't it?
It's great.
Isn't it? It's very, very funny, but it also has a lot of heart as well. So, whatever your fucking hang-ups might be about this film or what you might think you know about this movie, I think you... really need to brush that shit aside for an hour and a half and just check that shit out.
You know who I like, Scav? I like that little fat kid with the glasses. He's my favorite.
Isn't he good?
Yeah.
His boy?
He's the best, the little fat kid.
His boy is great. You're getting good performances out of everybody, man. Sam Rockwell, ScarJo is killing it. And fucking Taika Waititi. Right? Is that how I'm saying it? Who's playing Adolf Hitler?
I think he nailed it.
Yeah, fucking A. Jojo Rabbit. Highly recommended for this week.
Scav's pick of the week, Drunk. Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
Can I forego my pick of the week to ask you a question?
Sure.
Oh, boy.
I'll
allow it.
Did you go to a new barber this week?
A new barber?
Oh, yeah.
No.
A new barber?
What happened there, buddy? I mean, I've been sitting here the whole time. I wanted to say something, but...
What's wrong with my hair? What's wrong with my hair, Drunk?
I don't know, that big old... chunk taken out right by your temple.
Oh, God.
Drunk. Mixer. I've had these my entire life. They're on both sides.
Maybe you don't get your hair cut that short then.
What people have hypothesized it was is they used to think that maybe it was my...
your devil horn goes?
My goalie helmet. that I rested my goalie helmet on top of my head. But I haven't played hockey in a long time, so I don't think it's that. I think that... they said that when I was born, they used forceps to pull me out.
Huh.
I thought you were going to say foreskin.
So I don't, I have.
Pull me out by the foreskin.
I have bald spots on either side of my head, and they've always been there. So it wasn't the barber's fault. That's just, okay. It's just on there. Thanks for pointing it out, though, Drunk.
Fair enough.
All right. Yeah, well, how woke is that? Drunk, you know what I mean? Physical attractiveness. Guys, why can't we, you know, why can't we be happy for each other's successes? We don't have to tear each other down. You know what I mean? That's what they want.
Drunk's making fun of my haircut.
Drunk's pick of the week is reclining in airplanes. Do it. That's what they're there for. They put the button there for you to use it.
It's true.
I don't recline my seat unless the guy in front of me does it. Like, if he does it, then I'm doing it.
It's kind
of
like standing up at concerts.
Yeah.
I'd be just fine sitting in the seat, but if the guy in front of me stands up and I can't see shit, I guess I got to stand up too.
Got to do what you got to do. Yeah.
Matt, pick of the week.
You know, it's not looking good. My pick of the week is thoughts and prayers out to Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh,
it's not looking good for the guy.
What happened?
Oh man,
he canceled his whole tour. He's going overseas to get medical help.
Oh no!
Yeah,
because he has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Michael J. Fox has had Parkinson's for like 30 years, and he's fine.
Yeah,
I don't think Michael J. Fox lived quite the life Ozzy Osbourne had.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I guess
I'm a little worried about that.
And there's probably a good age difference there too.
His new album comes out this week on Friday, and this might be it, guys. This might be the last offering,
Mr. Crowley. Right, Matt. Jim, pick of the week.
My hat's off to the people at Netflix. They have been doing some real nice trash over there lately. So I recommend the Netflix, reality ventures, The Circle. That's a great, that's what I call a two screen thing where you can spend about half the time on your phone. You're not missing much.
Nice.
Well, explain The Circle to me, Jim. What's The Circle?
The Circle is, I think there's... So these contestants are sequestered in individual rooms, and they can only communicate via text messages. And then they have who could be like the social media influencer of the week. And you can catfish, and you can be a big fat guy and say you're this handsome guy with a good body. So that's fun. And
so they're competing against each other?
Love is Blind, which is even better trash. So I hated all the people on The Circle. I really hate all the people on Love is Blind. And Love is Blind, it's the same concept, except they're going on dates in these individual rooms, but all the guys are together and all the girls are together, and then they have to get married after 38 days, and then they see them after they propose marriage.
Guys, pick of the week. I don't know if you guys paid attention. I was going to draw notice to it. The song I played at the break was Rebecca Black. You guys remember Rebecca Black?
Oh, yeah, Friday.
The Friday gal.
So what is she now, like 25?
Yeah, she's older, and she has a new song. And I've listened to it unironically several times. And it's kind of good. I mean, if you guys make fun of me and say, oh, it's not good, your musical taste sucks, Mike, I'll cave quickly. But
it was fine.
But I like it. It's good. So, yeah, I guess Rebecca Black is my pick of the week? That's weird. Guys, we did it. Scav is the host of the fake-ass radio show. The fake-ass radio show is on Strange Label, guys.
What?
Friday nights, I believe. Not Safe for Water Coolers, of course, is live on Mondays.
Where are they at?
Strangelabel.com.
What?
And Matt's busy, guys, so don't bother him.
Guns out, funds out.
Yeah.
Another one. Just like the other one. That one's just about burned to the end. So come on and be a real friend. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint,
my friend, pass it over to me. Everybody sing along this time.
Don't guard that joint,
my friend, pass it over to me.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
So you know what my pick of the week should have been?
What's that?
Showing my dog my dick.
Yo.
Rocketing to number one.
I worked.